Hello, Real Housewives superfans. You are watching AfterBuzz TV's official after show for the Real Housewives of Melbourne. We are breaking down all the drama on the reunion show, and you do not want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Hello, Real Housewives of Melbourne fans. We have reached the season finale, the reunion show. Can you believe it? It's crazy, Hayley.
No, it's over.
I know. I'm like, oh, I need it. Like, it's coming back, I think, in January. We'll see a new season. So tell, before we break it down, tell our audience and our listeners where they can find you on social media.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Hayley Clover.
And then you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic and on the Twitter at Dan Babic with an underscore.
Let's get straight into it.
I love the reunion show. I thought it was amazing.
This was my favorite episode of the entire season.
Same.
Easily.
Because it's all, you know, it's all like literally the biggest drama and all the things that happened over, you know, all the episodes all down in one.
You get to see the real dynamics in the reunion show because, like we say all season, they can edit certain things to look certain ways, and some people sometimes look like really good friends and they're actually not, or some people look like total enemies, and then you get to the reunion show and, you know, maybe that's not the case. It wasn't as big as we thought. This reunion, everything was kind of how we thought. You know, like, people were still totally hating each other.
Absolutely, which we love. That's so important. They're still going to hate each other. Yes.
Exactly. So it was a really good reunion show for me.
And I just want to say, we need to break down the ladies' looks. What looks did you like? What looks didn't you like?
Because
that's obviously a big thing
that.
About the, you know, the reunion show.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're all dressed up because, you know, they're going to the, you know, the fire
to whatever.
Yeah.
Lydia, I thought, looked awful.
Terrible, yeah.
She's my least favorite. I'll start with my least favorite. I thought that dress was so unflattering. I thought her makeup looked like crap, and it just, yeah, for me, matched her personality for
today. But it's funny because I love seeing a bit of her, that's because it's Lydia, we can say it.
Yes.
Her little fat leg coming out of the dress. And it was just so funny because she was, you know, quite a disgusting person.
Let's be honest. Her personality is terrible.
Or she's playing a disgusting character, whatever she is. But her behaviour hasn't been too nice on the show. So, but I've got to say, I've turned a leaf with Lydia. And I love her. I think she's so much fun. I love her. I think she's like, you know, just the playing the mean girl thing and doing all of it. And, you know, just creating drama. So I like her.
Yeah. I know you like her. I still do not. I will say that if she is playing just a character and she's that good at playing a bitch, then, you know, high five to her because she plays one really well. She's a great actress.
Yeah, I like it. I think she's funny. I just want to, like, follow her around for a week.
I think my favorite dress of the evening was either Janet or Susie. I thought the top of Janet's dress was super flattering. I thought she looked great. I've seen the picture of them standing up all together, and I didn't like the, like, ginormous ruffle that was on the bottom of Janet's dress.
Okay, yeah, because we can see that, yeah.
Yeah, Susie, I thought, just looked classy and pretty, and it wasn't too much. Like, I couldn't stand that they put every single girl together that had the most embellished dress of all time on one couch. It was like looking at a sparkly, you know, overload. It was too much for me.
Totally, yeah. It was.
Oh, you know what? I love Chica's outfit too.
Chica always looks good because she gets, you know, she dresses for her body shape.
Yes,
she gets it.
She
dresses
really
for her age and all that. I actually think my favorite look goes to Janet.
Okay.
Overall, I just think of the overall look. I think she's looking really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, Gina always does Gina.
Right. I didn't expect anything.
And I mean,
less
none of the other
her.
Ladies, you know, impressed me too much. But I thought, you know, overall, I looked pretty good except for Lydia.
Yes.
Yes. But let's get into the whole Lydia drama. Were you happy with the outcome? Because Lydia, you know, still doesn't really accept responsibility.
There was no outcome.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no outcome. Nobody is, nobody's going to forgive her because of today. I don't think anyone's going to hate her more. I think it was just more of the same stuff that we've heard all season. Her just not copping to anything and everybody else saying, you did it. Why don't you just, you know, say you're sorry? I think, if anything, it made me mad that Chico downplayed it so much.
Yeah, she did.
That pissed me off.
And that's where, you know, even Jackie and Janet said, that's not fair, because we went to the firing line for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, no, it's fine. But what she's doing is she doesn't want the rumors to come up. So she literally is just sweeping it under the table so no one talks about, you know, what
for sure.
You think it is, you know, because there were lots of rumors about her husband potentially being gay.
Yes.
And as I said, she's probably my favourite. We were talking before. We both love Jackie the best, and Chica's my second favourite. And I think it's a disservice to the audience. If you are on a reality show, you can't then like, that's part, you're putting your life on a reality show to be criticised. So rumours and, you know, things are going to come up.
I think rumours are going to hurt her kids just as much as whether they talked about it on air or not.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would have made a difference if it came out and people were talking about it. Like, we're still talking about it and nobody said it, which means it's not making a difference.
And do you know what? And I'm a big believer, if it's not true, it doesn't matter. Like, you're like, why do we have to put a threatening of a lawsuit over... Because that's what we think it is. We don't know for sure, but we're 99.9% sure it's about her husband potentially being gay.
Yeah.
So I think where there's fuel, there's fire. And I picked it. As soon as I saw him, I thought, gay. I don't want to ruin her family or anything. But, like she's on a reality show. And I don't like that. But then you just go and start putting out lawsuits. And so then, you know...
And we talked about that last episode, that I thought it was really weird that she got super defensive about it and would take legal action. Like I said, if it was wrong or if it was fake, you'd just say, guys, this is ridiculous. My husband's not gay.
My husband's not gay, yeah.
My husband's not gay. We have sex all the time. It's fantastic. We've built a great business together. Like, lay off.
Because do you know what, one thing I actually have respect about Lydia for this episode... It's so funny. I'm like, because I'm hearing
all of a sudden, Dan's this like huge Lydia fan.
I just think she's funny. Not into it. We have Lydia, we wouldn't have a show.
Well, the whole storyline is about Lydia. That's so true.
But one thing I actually like about her, and I will throw her a bone, is she. It's like water off a duck's back with Lydia. If someone said that her husband was gay, she's like, oh, no, he's not.
Right.
Like,
that
would
is
not
true.
Be a big deal at all because it's, you know, it's not true. And, like, I've got to say, like,
they literally told Lydia that she has a slave as a housekeeper. And she's like, oh, guys, no.
Yeah. She's just like, no, I don't. And she's, and then what was she saying, you know, like, and then Jackie's saying, you have affairs. Like, and then, by the way, not a Susie fan. I think she's too basic and, you know, needs to be booted off for the next season.
Okay.
And, you know, like, they're all, you know, saying to Lydia, you're having an affair, you're doing this, you're doing that. She just laughs it off. Just like, oh, it's just, oh, the way she says, she's like, oh, it's just rubbish. It's not rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I mean, it probably isn't rubbish, but like...
Probably not. I know half the shit she says. Yeah. I think my problem is, now that you see the entire season and you see how many lies she has told, that I just like can't listen to her anymore because I'm like, I don't even know if that's true. Like, if you told me the designer of your dress, I'd be like, I don't believe you.
I love... Like, she's just like a compulsive line. I kind of love that. Like, what will she say next? Like, she's such a... Like, I love it. Like, she's such a, like, a backstabber.
She is. She's terrible.
What did you think?
Thing ever, though, when Janet calls her a dumb fat bitch. Here's the difference. Here's the difference between the American housewives and the Australian housewives.
Yeah, Australians keep it more real.
We would never, as if I am one, the American housewives would never call somebody a dumb fat bitch. And I love that Janet did because, that's what she was thinking. She said it, and I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, let's filter. Like, I find, especially with the Beverly Hills Housewives, it's very, you can tell, like, Lisa Vanderpump is very...
so choreographed,
calculated.
In their head,
Kyle, like, you can so tell, whereas that's what I like about this franchise is it's unfiltered. Like, people just say exactly what they think.
Yeah.
And I was looking, I'm like, you are a big fat cow right now.
Dumb fat bitch.
Dumb fat bitch, yeah. And Lydia just laughs it off.
Yes, she does.
Can you imagine if you called Petit Fleur a dumb fat bitch?
Oh my God.
We wouldn't
God.
Hear the end of it. Yeah.
The heavens would just...
But what do we think of Susie and her contribution to the season?
I think that I believe Susie with everything she's saying, but at the same time, the way she says it and the timing of when she says it is just to be a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that kind of annoys me. And she did say that her only regret today was not being assertive. So maybe if she had thrown herself in there more often, we would have gotten a better idea of how much Lydia and Susie actually knew each other.
I just think, like, a really nice woman. I think she's a great lady. But I think she just...
Didn't bring anything.
Like, why are you on a reality show? Like, how are we not on a reality show?
Well, they brought her on knowing that they were going to target Lydia with these rumors and that she had some backstory with Lydia and, you know, had a big enough of a social presence in Melbourne that...
I actually find her a little bit stuck up.
Yeah.
I do.
I get that.
I do. And she's, you know, in the Melbourne scene, like, calm down, bitch. Like... you know, she's always, you know, the Turak, because Turak is...
So, yes, what
that's
is...
That's our version of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
But guess what doesn't compare to Beverly Hills? It's probably a sixth of the size and the houses aren't as nice. So I'm just kind of like, just calm down, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So, I just think she's got a bit of an ego about her. Yeah. I do like it. I really like it, but I just think, you know, bringing up into the show.
I can see that. Certain times I can definitely see that. I mean, she said that she grew up with a very modest, like, background is what she said, and then she was giving that etiquette class at one point.
I'm like, you know.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't. If that was me and I grew up that way, fine. I'm not going to teach my friends to do that.
No, it's
you know
dumb,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I would never tell you to hold your fork any differently.
That's why I love Jackie, because, you know, Jackie's like, oh, fuck, I don't care. Like, oh, you know. I know, actually, because well, that was one thing that came out is someone who called Jackie a bogan. I'm trying to think, was it?
Pettiflip.
That's right. And
I asked you what that was.
Bogan,
tell people what
redneck.
If,
okay. That's the Australian version of a redneck.
Yes.
And I don't find that offensive. Like, a redneck, like I sound a bit
that
of a bogan.
That would be like if you called me white trash.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, kind of, yeah, would,
you
yeah.
know, and it... Yeah. It, to, if you're not white trash, like, if you called me that, I'd laugh.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I'd
yeah.
be like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's probably, I think that's kind of how Jackie took it. It was like, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's not true. And what is it about... That being offensive that she didn't grow up with money. I don't get that. I'm like, she made something of herself. I don't care how she did it. She went from scrubbing floors at one point in her life to now being a very popular personality on a television show. Props. Good to you.
Oh, no. And, like, Pettiflip, like, come out, like, who's our, like, I'm so, I can't handle that when people think they are better than others.
Yeah.
Because if money gives you money, that's all it gives you. Whether
right.
you can, you know, just because you've been drinking French champagne for 30 years and she's been drinking for five, who the fuck cares?
And I'm sorry, but I drank André $6 champagne in college and I loved it.
Boom, yes.
Thank you. And sometimes I think it's just as good.
Sometimes it's just as fun. I mean, the next day it's not as nice, the
That's
hangover.
True.
But, yeah, and I think we all agree that, and all the housewives agree, though, that Pettiflip is just a fucking disaster.
So let's talk about how they were all laughing at her.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. It's so funny that anything she says now is just... They just laugh. You can't take it too seriously.
And it's, like, obviously fake or a lie every time because they just laugh and they're all like, are you kidding me? It's such an obvious reaction from everybody that you know you have to believe the entire group.
Totally, yeah.
You know, you can't just believe the one person that's saying it. Especially when they always ask her if she feels sorry for what she did or whatever. And she's always like, well, like, obviously not. Just say no.
Yeah, well, she's a little bit, like, she's quite pretty, but she's not a knockout. Like, she's
right.
not. She's, you know, like, she's...
Again, she said she was 51. To me, that's what I look like. I'm like, you look great for 51, but at the same time, you're 51 trying to be 30.
Yeah, calm down, yeah.
Calm down, be 51 and be a beautiful 51.
Yeah, and I think she, well, as I said, she's not being herself. Like, well, you know, because she's, it's all about, and that's fine. We love hair. We love nails.
She still didn't know where her sister worked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
That's, like, unacceptable.
After that whole conversation
yeah.
and she said, you don't know where I work, how would you not just say, okay, I'm really sorry, but where do you work?
Yeah, because, yeah, just for a recap, if people missed it, it was on one of the earlier episodes. Yeah, her sister said, like, you know nothing about me. You don't even know where I work. And then, you know, 3 months later, she still doesn't know.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Insane to me.
And, but yeah, so, and I also wanted to get with the whole, I forgot their names. Gina and Gamble. That's
Gamble.
Right. I'm like forgetting. I'm getting like memory loss here. What do you think about that? Because it seemed like they're in a bit of a sticky situation at the moment.
Gamble's
nothing...
a little weird for me watching the show this week because she ended the season, on good terms with a few people that when she came in today seemed to be very defensive about or kind of, you know, putting in her comments and, you know, her two cents in places where I was kind of shocked that she was doing that. Like a couple times at Susie, I didn't realize those two had a problem. And it was like pretty clear today that something was not sitting right with those two.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, just old news at this point with the whole wedding and the Celebrity Apprentice thing. Gina's not going to own up to it. And I kind of agreed with Susie, like, you guys aren't good enough friends for her to be officiating your wedding. I'm sorry. They were just friends how many months before that? Like, that's so weird
on the
to
show.
Me.
They, like, just, like, they haven't even been friends for a year.
It's so weird
to
me.
Yeah, and that's kind of something, you know, we all like Gamble. She's very well received. But she doesn't have many friends, like, outside friends. Like, she's got no, like, where are your friends? Even, you know, we saw the wedding. She's got no friends. It's like two family members and the housewives. She's got no friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It was weird to me. And I do kind of like Gina's reaction to those things. Like, this is bullshit. Like, we're friends. I don't need to be doing this, this, and this for you. Like, you're either going to be my friend or you're not. We're not going to go over this forever. Like, just decide.
But one thing I don't like about it is she comes in very defensive. She comes in as the barrister and the lawyer. It's just like...
Well, she does.
Yeah, and it's... She, and, like, it's so funny because she's so, like, she's so smart, but she's so dumb at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, she literally shoots herself in the foot at the end of the, when Alex Perry, and by the way, if you're not sure who Alex Perry is, he's one of Australia's biggest fashion designers. He does all the red carpets, all the red carpet dresses.
Awesome.
When they said, what are your regrets for the season? And she said, oh, like, you know, when the camera's still on, knowing when the camera's... So it's like, you just...
Pretty much just said that you did a lot of, shady shit behind...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, when she didn't know the camera was on when she said, oh, just keep to that story.
That's true.
Yeah, and then... So
how
like,
dumb was that of Lydia, too? Like, if that whole situation about the cake and whatever doesn't make you believe that Lydia is just a complete liar,
yeah,
I don't really know what would. I mean, she literally said to her, just stick with this story. This is what we're going with.
I love her. I love her. I think she's so much fun.
Would it be fun to be her friend? No, I don't think so.
I think
her and Gina are pretty good together.
Yeah, yeah.
And the comment about Susie saying that she was using Gamble to get back to, or using Pettiflor to get closer to Gina.
Yeah.
Totally true.
Yeah,
because right once they were friends again, totally dropped.
Yeah, but that's funny. You can just tell her. She's just like, she had no one else. So she's like, I'll just go with Pettiflor. And you can just see she just like laughs at Pettiflor. Like they just, like she's just, I think it's fun. I like Lydia. I'm team Lydia. But what do we think of Slave Joanna, what do we think of that? Do you think it's funny or do you think it's crossing the line?
I think her personality and the way that she... not even her personality. I think the way that she acts towards Joanna and treats Joanna is awful. Yeah. I think it's awful. And if I ever spoke to somebody like that, I hope somebody slaps me across the face.
Yeah.
Do I think the parody account on Twitter is hilarious? Yes, I do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Joanna's she's become a fan favorite. I want more Joanna on the show.
I would like to see what her actual reactions are like in real life. Because obviously we're only seeing a side of it. But like every time... Lydia is telling her to do something or saying, you know, Joanna, 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 over and over again. Her face is always like...
Do you know what's funny? I think Lydia is just doing it for the show, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I even saw, by the way, love that it came out that Lydia said she found Joanna on the street. Yeah, and then it's like, and then Susie's like, no, she was actually working for me.
If the street's my really nice house, then yes. Yeah, you found her on the street.
Yeah, see, like, she's like...
She's such a liar.
Yeah, she's such a... But, like, don't you love that? She's like, you know, I found the Filipino on the street. I took her into our house. It's like, no, you didn't.
I do.
No.
I kind of love that. Yeah. That is true. It's just so unbelievably ridiculous that it is kind of funny at that point.
Yeah, and then, but, you know, I saw, like snow trips. Like, she goes on all the family holidays with them. So I do think...
Well, listen. Yeah. Is it a nicer living situation than in the Philippines? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But is it nicer than her being with her family and being treated that way? Yeah. You know, probably not.
I don't think. I honestly just think she does it for the show. I think they've got a good little friendship going on. I'm all about Lydia now.
I mean,
she did go and
meet her family in the Philippines, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she says.
Well, true. My favorite thing about
Lydia was like, no, I wasn't at your wedding. You weren't at my wedding, Susie.
So how do we find out who was at these damn weddings? I mean, it's got, like, they had to have been at each other's weddings, right?
Why would
Susie lie about being at Lydia's wedding?
Lydia just, like, she doesn't care. I just think she's hysterical. I'm like, gold star for Lydia. You've turned a corner with me. I'm like, want to tweet her and just like, we love you, Lydia.
Go for it. No, stop it.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I'm trying to think about what's happening in the reunion. We had...
I loved the moment when Pettiflor said to Chica that she didn't call her frumpy, and so then and then Gina said to Chica, "That's right, Gina or Chica, you're just a big frumpy liar. You're just." They looked like they were having a really funny moment then. I wrote down that Janet out of the gate with her Spanx comment to Pettiflor. She was super feisty today.
She was. Janet. I liked her more as the series has gone on because she's being more authentic now and she's been a bit of a shit stirrer. She's, played a lot of games, but now I think she's just being herself.
Yeah, well, and I think too, and they've all said it, that she's the kind of person that just says whatever and then makes good after.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think to me is more real than somebody that, you know, is lying about all this shit. Like, in the moment, that's how she felt and then she realized it was bad. Okay, then go say sorry. Not saying that's the right way to act as an adult, but
you know, we're all flawed and, you know, big fat cow, sorry, you know. We all they'll say, like, well, even, you know, like, well, I'm sure with your family as well, like, I have said the most hurtful things to my sisters and they have said the most hurtful, heinous things to me.
And you then just forgive,
like,
each other.
Literally, like, it's been 30 minutes and I'm like, you just told me to, like, go and die. Yeah. And, like, I do not want to come to my funeral. Like, right. Like, and then, you like, you just forget. So I think that's that.
Right.
But do you know what's funny? Because Patty Fleur was denying plastic surgery and I actually don't believe she's had anything done on the face.
I didn't think she looked that different.
The tummy tuck. See, when that came out, she got pissed. She got pissed because she's definitely had, I mean, after having three kids.
Well, and if she had any C-sections, her, you know, body could, who knows how they closed her up or whatever. You never know. Yeah. But yeah, that is funny that that was the only thing she was like super defensive about. Lydia, actually, it wasn't a huge moment, but during that was trying to stick up for her, saying that Patty Fleur's sister has the same cheekbones, same cheekbones. Yeah. And I would say out of the entire season, that's probably the second time that she stuck up for Patty Fleur the entire season.
Yeah. I think she's fun, Lydia.
Yeah.
And even, like, with, you know, Shane Warne and stuff, how she's like, you know, we are...
Oh, they totally boned.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't totally. You think? But why are they not friends now?
I don't think they are. I don't think they did. Maybe
it is that way that Susie was saying, that Lydia's always around and she's always about it and she wants it, but he's not interested at all.
No,
and now that she's talked about it, now he's like, I hate you. Like,
I
don't know anything about him.
He's like... I mean, like, horrible human. Horrible. Okay. He's not even... first of all, I don't understand... I think it's kind of disgusting that those women are so fascinated by him. He was a cricketer in Australia and he was cheating on his wife and he was texting while playing cricket.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was, like, the cameras caught... because he was obviously texting. So they, like, they literally zoomed up. And
they're like, he's texting during a game.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, well, you know, because a lot of cricket players do that because it's so boring. It goes for, like, 8 hours. And she was cheating on his wife while he's on the cricket, like, texting a different girl. And it happened, like, 3 times. And affairs, like, he's just an absolute...
Yeah, he's just a piece of shit.
He's just, like, not... He's a horrible person. Horrible. And so he's notorious for that. So he's just... complete... And he's not even... He's not good looking at all. And he's just, like, seedy. He's just, like, that complete seedy of a guy. So I'm like, why... And that's why I don't understand, you know, Susie, all high and mighty... You know, oh, and then she's friends with him who's just a complete, yeah, he's a complete, he's a horrible.
Well, was she dating a cricket player or a soccer player? I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, or whoever her second husband was. So maybe they just had some kind of friendly relationship through that, through sports.
Yeah, but I'm like, he's not a good person.
He's not a nice person. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and it's like, that's very well documented. I mean, like, there's.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just interested by that. And I'm trying to think of else what I got interested in, all about the Chessie thing, you know, with Chica. And, you know, because a lot of people have been saying she's a little bit of a brat.
Yeah.
She's a bit spoiled. But I just think we've all been there when we were at college. Like, you know, I just don't want to go and I fucking hate it. I don't want to do it. What did you think about that? Did you think she's bratty or do you think...
Yeah, I do think she's bratty. But her mom, you know, said she had a bratty day and I'm sure we don't... I'm not saying she's a brat always, but what we saw, she was absolutely a brat. Because I've never spoken to my parents that way. I was just, you know, raised in a way that I don't speak back to my parents, like, whatsoever. And I was so excited to go to college. Like, why would you not want to get out of the house and go be with your friends? I mean, college was the best 4 years of my life.
I hated it.
Oh, I loved it.
Different in Australia, we don't move out.
Oh, you don't?
You don't. Like, there's no sororities. You just go there, and that's it. Like, so no one moves out.
So it's different.
Yeah.
I had a lot of Australian friends that came to college where I went to college, actually, and that's probably why.
To get,
like, a college experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, like, absolutely loved it. But, yeah, so that is true. It's different. I wasn't living at home. I was away. I was, like, 4 hours away. And, you know, it felt like I was away. But, yeah, like, God, she lives in a beautiful house. You look even just at Chica's closet, you can imagine that she has very nice clothes and very nice shoes, and she's driving around her dad's Porsche or whatever that car was, and it's just like...
No, I like... I think she's got a bit of personality. I like her.
I don't think she's a bad person. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in that one episode, she definitely was being a brat.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's so funny. I'm like... I'm the same because we call it uni in Australia. I hated it.
Yeah.
I haven't even finished it. I haven't even finished it. Well, because it's like... Well, you know, especially like... You know, with what we're doing, you know...
Yeah.
It's like... Well,
right.
No one's getting
If you're
a
good
job.
At this, it doesn't matter. You didn't need a degree.
No one's getting a job out of it.
Sure.
That's what I always say, because a lot of those art courses, and that's what she's doing, is no one gets a job at the end.
Right.
So why are we spending $50,000 to degree?
I would like to know, like, if she has any idea of what she does want to do, because from what her parents do, I would have been on board so fast to with what her parents are doing.
Yeah.
Their business is so cool. She's guaranteed to travel all over the world for the rest of her life,
yeah,
make good money, and see these amazing events. Like, I'm in. You can hire me, Chica.
I know.
I'll
go
to Australia tomorrow.
It was really interesting, which was kind of funny. Jackie usually takes things quite personally because she's, you know, Eastern European, she's Croatian, yeah, and she takes everything. But even when a peeflet called her, like, you're the devil, you're the black angel, she's just like, you're just so crazy. But when
I love her eyes, her facial expressions. Jackie's always like, like, her face is always so weird.
It is. I feel like I'd be the Jackie on the show. But she got really emotional at the end.
Yeah.
Because she did. I think she felt a bit bad that, you know, what she did to Lydia.
I do think she's a very good person. And I think she realized that in that moment when she was saying to Lydia that she was having affairs and so on, that it was crossing the line. And I think she saw her friends' reactions of, you know, her of them saying that she crossed the line and realized, yeah, that wasn't good. But I think, but she owns up to it, which is nice.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we're done. Like, it's over, you know?
Totally. And I want to ask you, because now we've pretty much broken down the whole reunion show, but I want to know, what was your favorite moment out of this season, and what was your least favorite moment and why? What really, ooh, almost spilt my water there. But yeah, what was your favorite moment, and then what was your least favorite moment?
That's tough.
And then we'll break down the housewives.
My least favorite moments are seeing them do, like, my least favorite moments are Gina and her fragrance line.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that
yeah,
stuff, I'm like, I don't care. I think it's ridiculous that you think you're a one-name celebrity. Again, I don't know how she's perceived in Australia, and it sounds like she's the, you know...
No, like, she's... Yeah,
she's a popular housewife.
It's funny, because, yeah, she's the most popular in Australia.
But she's not Gina.
Yeah, no, she's not in
I know
Australia.
A bunch of Ginas.
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I am stuck
It's funny, in Australia, part. I think the richest female in Australia is Gina Reinhart. So, like, she's...
Gina.
Like, the second richest in Australia person.
Oh, wow.
So it's like that person's got more notoriety than Gina from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Yeah, so those moments and seeing her give a speech to, you know, thank everybody, I just, like, I don't need those moments. No. And then my favorite moments are always when they go on vacation. I love Dubai probably the most, especially when Gina told Pettiflor to just shut the F up.
Oh, I know. She keeps it real, yeah.
All of those dinner fights were my favorite. But honestly, what I said in the beginning, this was my favorite episode of the entire season.
So, yeah.
I love the reunion.
Well, it's cool because, you know, you get to see all the biggest moments and everything that happened. And I, looking back, I like just Lydia. I just think, because you get it all at once.
It makes me laugh so much.
It does, I know, because I've hated it so much. But, like, because you get it all at once, I'm like... You've made the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what's interesting is if you look at the American Housewives and then the Melbourne Housewives in this reunion.
Yeah.
We didn't look back at any of their, like, personal family moments. That's all we look back on, or a lot of the time, in the American Housewives.
Yeah.
Because there's not as much drama with, like, one certain person or stuff for us to talk about for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We didn't look back at Janet's PTSD. I mean, they didn't look back at any of those personal things.
Really, well, I actually feel like Janet got a really good edit this season.
She did.
She did. And, like, because you can't help, like, at the end of the day, you can't, you know, help what you say. But
right.
It really is the editor at the end of the day. That, like, you can make anyone look bad and you can make anyone look good.
I say it every year.
Yeah,
they
editing.
Target a new housewife every single year.
Yeah.
Every
and
year.
She got a really good edit. Like, she got, you know, all the things it feels, you know, because, you know, selecting the meat, they just select the, you know, the son that, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder with the son being burned in the fires. She got the, you know.
And it is. It's all awful. But
awful.
We didn't
see,
always.
See, you know, we feel sorry for her.
Right.
And then we have, you know, Brian, you know, that cheated on her. And she's going to try and look for love. Like, she got a really good edit.
Right. We were made to like her more this season. For sure.
And I'm like you could give Lydia a good edit as well.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, I say it all the
yeah.
time. I didn't hate her until this season.
Yeah.
She was never one that, like, really annoyed me. And actually, probably last season, I think I was the one saying that I kind of liked her the most. And now I'm, like, complete 180.
I'm the exact opposite. I hated it. Now I love it. But now that's what we're going to do. Rating the housewives. Who went on top for you? Which housewife do you think which one is your favorite now? And which one are we least liking the most?
I love Janet, actually.
Who's in your top and who's in your bottom?
My top three is definitely Jackie, Janet, and Chica.
Yep.
And my bottom three is easily Pettiflor, and in this order, Pettiflor's the worst.
Yeah.
Then Lydia, then probably Gina. And then the other two I'm, like, indifferent about.
Yeah, I actually, well, I always say my least favorite Susie because she doesn't bring anything.
Okay.
Because I just think, I get angry as a, you know, as a big personality. Like, you're on a
right,
reality
like,
show and she's just like, you know, oh, I work at a bank in Toorak, and she's just, like, boring, get off.
Yeah.
So many great personalities out there. So I'm going to give her my least favourite, and Petty Fleur. My least favourite, I like Lydia now.
I love her.
I've always said, you know, probably like Jackie and Chica are my favourites, but yeah. I love Lydia. Lydia's come on top for me. I thought she was great. Do you know what's really funny? The because, you know, all the gays love the housewives. The
yes.
I'm part of that club. the gays hate Petty Fleur. It's so funny because I was out in West Hollywood last night, and the gays hate her. Like the gays really don't like Petty Fleur. And they're like, oh, Melbourne, you know, from Melbourne. I've not met... I want to know...
Who likes Petty Fleur?
The gays. None of the gays like it. I don't even think the straight people like it.
I'm saying, who does?
Who does? Can you tweet us? Does anyone like it? I've never met anyone that's like, oh my God, I'm a Petty Fleur, yeah.
No, I totally agree. She's just way... She's just too much.
And what do you think of Alex Perry as the host of the reunion show?
Oh my God. Yeah. So I love him. I think he's funny. I think he's perfect for this series for sure. Because he keeps it real, tells them to shut the F up, which they totally need because otherwise we'd sit here with a headache.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think he equally wants the gossip as much as we do as the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can tell because he's asking them. He's always like, oh, well, was it true? Like, what did you do? What did the text say? Like, give us, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I like him.
See, I don't. as a designer, he is, I mean...
Amazing.
One of the world's best designers. Like, he is incredible. But I've never liked him. I've never liked him. Very...
Why is that?
I know a lot of stories, you know, behind the scenes and...
Yeah, see, that's... And that's...
And I can just see it. It's like, you know, there's... Like, he's pretentious. Like, well, it's part of that Melbourne, you know, scene.
Well, he definitely is, and you can tell, but I think that's why I like it, because it matches so well with the rest of them. I think if they brought in Andy Cohen to do the, you know, it wouldn't be as
Well, I don't like Andy
fun.
Cohen either.
Okay.
I love the whole Housewives thing and stuff, but I just think, this is really getting into it, I just think he sits there in his, I think it's a bit like a weird, twisted type thing, where he kind of controls everyone, and I think it's like his weird type fantasy, and he's got his clubhouse, and he's got controlling all these middle-aged plastic women, and I just think he's very kind of weird, he's like a, you know, got a little puppet.
A puppeteer.
Yeah, I just think he's, that's his, yeah, I mean, it's huge, we love the Housewives,
right.
And I'm like, thank God for Andy, but as a person, I just think he's, like, probably a little bit mentally deranged.
So I worked with him a little bit, actually, and he was very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will say that I worked with him when he had, I was an intern at Sirius XM Radio in New York City.
Yeah.
And he had a 6-week program on the radio show. And he was very nice because I, at the end of, you know, I talked to him just on a day-to-day basis about stuff that he needed for the show. I was an intern.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, he actually did take, you know, probably like a good 10 minutes to talk to me about stuff, 5 to 10 minutes. And that's a lot of time for somebody that literally owes me nothing.
Oh, so that's, there we go.
So he's nice.
Yeah, there we go. I don't have that personal. Yeah, I just think, but it is, you have to be like a, it is.
But yes, I know what you're saying.
Like,
because,
I
totally get what you're saying.
Well, I've had so much fun with you, Hayley. It's such a shame that Angela couldn't come today because it's,
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, I'm glad you can say it. Well, what is it? What is it? Where? I need to work
and
my
now
Jewish
I'm going to say it wrong. it's Rosh Hashanah, I'm pretty sure is how it's, I think.
Okay.
Someone will tell me I'm wrong.
But that's right. Well, it's been such a great season, and
yes.
I'm hoping you come back. We both come back
for
Real Housewives of Melbourne season
4.
It's been so much fun. So please tell all the fans where they can find you one last time for this season.
Yes, you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Hayley Clover. And if you watch Shameless, that's my next panel, starts tonight at 8 p.m.
Oh, I'm excited. Oh, you were just telling me all about Shameless.
It's so good.
I think I'm going to get addicted. That'll be my new thing.
I know you Australians will like it because you guys are inappropriate.
Yes.
We love that.
Well, thank you so much, guys. It's been great. And you can find me on Instagram at Dan Babic. Twitter, the same, but with an underscore. We've had so much fun, and we'll see you for season 4. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.